Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
Everything's back this week, so we'll have new War of the Roses for you, which we're about to do, and we'll have new Dirty Work on Wednesdays. Good week to be listening. All right, we welcome Jason to the show. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys.
So who are we putting to the test today?
Candace.
All right, and I already know through your email who she is, but explain who Candace is, like, to the rest of the world.
So Candace and I have been, we've worked together for probably about a year and a half now, so I've kind of had a crush on her for about a year and a half now. But she had a boyfriend, so I pretty much kind of played, you know, the friend role the whole time.
Right, but something pretty big happened recently, correct?
Right, so about a month ago, she told me she found out her boyfriend was cheating on her, so she broke up with him, cut it off.
Okay, so now you are sort of walking out of the on-deck circle and stepping up to the plate now.
Right. But at first I was just like, you know, let's go out, hang out together, you know, cheer you up a little. You know, we did a couple weekends, but, you know, last weekend things got a little more serious.
Oh, okay. Serious how?
So we went to her friend's Halloween party. You know, we both kind of got a little drunk, ended up back at her place, and, you know, some stuff happened.
Like some sexy stuff?
Yeah, but she kind of, you know, put the brakes on everything and was like, you know, this is too soon. You know, I just broke up. I'm sorry. I just need more time. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. No problem.
Okay, so you respected the whole I need more time thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was totally fine with it. But the next day I found out she went to lunch with her ex. So then I was like, all right, am I just like wasting my time here? I mean, it's fine if she needs more time, but I don't want to be put on my time, my feelings on the line if she's going to end up, you know, getting back with her freaking ex who cheats on her.
I gotcha. Yeah, this is a tricky thing because on one hand, she had lunch with her ex. But on the other hand, I don't know if she gets freaky deaky with you if she didn't have feelings for you.
Right. And, you know, that's like the part I wish I knew. That's, you know, why I thought this might be a good idea here.
So normally when we call girls, we do the whole pantygram thing, which is pretty aggressive, kind of. So, but I don't think we need to do that in this case. I mean, after all, you're trying to figure out if she likes you, not if she wants to get in your pants, correct?
Right.
Okay. Correct. So why don't we switch up to flowers like we would normally do? So you're going to get to hear who she chooses to send flowers to and what she puts on the card, okay?
All right, cool. Perfect.
Okay, and before we call her, you're okay with us putting all this on the air, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, great.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to Candace, please.
This is Candace.
Hey, Candace. My name is Steve Iserman. I'm calling from funflowers.com. We're America's newest online flower shop. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, great. So listen, I'm not going to take up your time because I'm sure you're busy, but we're calling a bunch of customers today to offer you like a completely free offer. It's totally free to send flowers to the special guy in your life. I promise if you give me 30 seconds, you can tell me no and hang up on me and you won't hurt my feelings. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to get our hashtag, which is hashtag give them flowers trending. So we're letting people like you send a free bouquet of roses to whoever you want. If it's your husband, your boyfriend, your secret crush, whoever. You tell us who you want to send your flowers to. We fill out like a little card with a personal message from you. We pay for everything. We don't take info from you. We don't want your credit card. You don't have to subscribe to anything. All we ask is that you use our hashtag, which again is hashtag give them flowers somewhere on social media. It can be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We don't care. We're literally just trying to get our hashtag going. We kind of thought this would be a great way to do it. So is there any lucky guy that you can think of that you'd want to send flowers to?
So, question, does it have to be a guy?
It doesn't have to be a guy. I just assume, you know, because it's roses, that this would be like a significant other gift rather than a sweet Aunt Betty gift. That's all.
Uh-huh. Well, my significant other cheated on me, so that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Okay. Jeez. Well, is there somebody else you would want to send them to?
I mean, I'd like to send them to my friend who has literally been there for me since we broke up.
Okay. And what is his name?
Oh, well, no, it's a girl.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so, all right, so what's her name then?
Amanda.
Okay. And you're sure there's no other guy you want to choose? I mean, they, you know, they say nothing gets you over the last one, like the next one.
No, no, not right now.
Okay, no problem. So, well, we can send them to your friend. Can you hang on 1 second? I'll get the sending address from you.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, great. Hang on 1 second. Okay, so Jason, what is your interpretation of what we just heard?
I mean, I guess she ain't getting back with her ex, so that's good.
Right, but are you feeling like you should continue moving forward now, or maybe, like, hang back a little?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, this didn't give us exactly, like, the crystal clear answer I think we were looking for. I'll tell you what we can do if you want. I mean, we can poll the audience. They are incredibly intuitive when it comes to this sort of thing.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess.
Okay, so listen, based on what you know and what you just heard, the question here is, should Jason continue moving forward in his romantic pursuit of Candace or revert back to the friend zone?